Good evening, everybody. I would like to welcome everyone to the meeting. Hopefully you can all hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure that their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Remain members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have any such interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue, and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you are attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. You will see from the agenda, in an effort to be more transparent, that many of the appendices are in closed session, while the report itself is in open. If there is an item you wish to discuss, the appendix, if everyone is in agreement, perhaps you would wait until we go into closed session at the end of the meeting. So, are there any apologies?
Yes, Chair, apologies from Councillor Selina Murphy and Conor Mann.
Any declarations of interest?
No.
Yes, so item 3 is the action sheet of the ERT meeting held on the 19th of January. So pages 1, 2 and 3. Are there any comments or questions?
Sure.
We'll take Councillor Andrews and then Councillor Hannah.
Thanks very much, Chair. Is there any updates on the Down Patrick Growing Together and the Make a Local campaign? Thank you.
Just on the item on Newry bid revote, I see the 29th of January was the date of the bid. Huh? Is it?
Or
all right.
Seven.
All right.
Just in response to Councillor Andrew's query about the Dunpatrick Growing Together, that was up at our January ERT committee, and was noted there in the action sheet to accept the letter of offer and then to improve the implementation of the project. So that is now through full council, and we'll be starting to work with the key agencies and stakeholders there to move on.
Could I get a proposer and a seconder for the action sheet? So is there Councillor Rouen to propose? Okay, so item 4 is a notice of motion on water quality. The motion was brought by Councillor Finn. I believe Councillor Finn is online. Councillor, if you're able to read your motion and if you wish to speak to it.
Yeah, absolutely, Chair. Can I just check, does it need to be read in if it was read at full council? I don't mind doing it. Just to say thank you very much to the officers for preparing the report, and that the motion will be proposed by Councillor Fahan and seconded by Councillor Andrews. This motion really came out of obviously all of the really awful impact that we've seen from not looking after watercourses like Loch Ness, and I think it's really important given that we live in such a beautiful part of the world, and I think that can be said from across the district, that it's really important that we look after all of those bodies of water. As a Newry councillor, I think we all know how important Newry Canal is. It is set to be, a massive part of our new city park, which we're really looking forward to. And it's just really important that that asset is protected. And I'd like to praise the work of the Canal Regeneration Task Force, which I know has been looking at this body of work as well and has been really working towards making Newry Canal the jewel in the crown that it properly should be. In terms of working with DERA and other external bodies, I think there's probably some really good options that we could explore. I was doing a bit of research on this, and there's bodies such as Northern Ireland Environment Link that are have pledges such as Step Up for Clean Water, and that really is about kind of looking at nature-based solutions and how we assist those working in agriculture and all of those people that contribute towards ensuring that we have clean water for generations to come. So there's probably some bits that we could explore with the Sustainability and Environment Committee as well, and I really look forward to continuing the work on that, and want to thank the committee for hosting me for the last two meetings, despite the fact I'm not actually a member. So thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Finn. Councillor Young.
Thanks, Chair. I have actually been making inquiries in relation to the testing of public waters probably since this time last year, specifically in relation to Castle Island Lake. And I understand that the council are not obliged to test non-designated bathing waters, but that testing is actually carried out, which is really good. I just wanted to clarify the position on the non-designated bathing waters under council ownership that are in use for recreational activities, because obviously people may not swim in these waters, however, they can still be falling into the water during that activity. So I just wanted to ask, is there a specific schedule for testing, and if so, when does it start, and how often is testing carried out? Thanks, Chair.
Just in response to Councillor Young's query, as set out in the report, both Camel and Castle Island Lakes are non-designated bathing waters, but in knowledge of the high level of recreational activity that we see and know takes place at those locations, that we have last year carried out water quality testing. So that started in May and concluded in September, in line with, I suppose, taking usage at both those locations, and water quality testing was completed weekly.
If there are no other comments, I'm happy to propose the report from the Chair. Can we get a okay, so item 5, financial assistance call 2, capital schemes. So that one's going to be taken by Amanda.
Yeah, members, as set out in the report, we operate 2 financial calls a year, 1 revenue and 1 capital. The revenue calls opened pre-Christmas and closed on the 12th of January, and assessment on that call is currently underway. This paper then is setting out the proposal for management of the capital call, and we're proposing that we would open that March, April, with a date to be informed, but that we would open that in around March or April, and that the calls that would be open would be the community capital, community facilities, the community capital for minor items, and facility capital. And that, obviously, details of the call will be further advised and will be promoted accordingly. Workshops associated with the capital call will be hosted both in person and online as a normal procedure whenever we do open a call. And we are proposing that we will look to hosting both in person and online workshops more in the evening, and to encourage and support attendance. Within the community and voluntary sector. So the recommendation is to approve that the financial assistance call 2 for capital 26-27 does open in March-April time, subject obviously to the completion of any budget that is required.
Yes, we'll take Councillor Andrews and then Councillor Hammond.
Thanks very much, Chair, and thank you very much for the update. Well, I welcome the paper and the recommendation, so I'm happy to propose and support recommendations now in Section 3.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask in relation to the fair attendance at the workshops, what sort of impact do you think that's having on groups being able to actually qualify for the funding? And I take it they're not actually mandatory, that it's, you can go if you want, but is that maybe something that needs to be explored to make sure groups are those equipped and being able to apply for the funding?
response to your question, no, they aren't mandatory. So they're there as an information session. There would be mandatory workshops that would maybe be held later, but these are information sessions in order to promote the call, in order to promote the application process, the criteria, and really to go through the guidance notes. So we would encourage groups to attend in order to put them in the best place for putting forward better applications, in order to, I suppose, best present the project that they're bringing forward and understand the criteria that they will be assessed by. So we would be encouraging anybody who is thinking of applying to the capital call and later, whenever we do open revenue again, that they would try and attend these workshops, because we do think it does lead to stronger, better applications.
Any further questions or comments? So, Councillor Andrews has proposed. We need a seconder. So, item six is Peace Plus report, and Amanda's going to be taking that one as well.
Okay, as members know, the Peace Plus partnership, any recommendations from made through that partnership is to be considered here at committee. The report does set out that the last meeting of the partnership was on the 29th of January, and there is an appendix under the item there of the notes of that meeting. Section 2.1 does set out a full update from the partnership's most recent project plan. And the recommendation then that is for members this evening is approval of two business cases that is presented as an appendix document. They're therefore approval for spend under the Peace Plus action plan, and that recommendation has been put forward from the Peace Plus partnership.
Thank you, Amanda. Any questions or comments? Could I get a proposer and a seconder? Okay, so items 7 and 8 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information and the public, may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. Could I get a proposer and a seconder to go into closed session, please? Mr. Hart and Mr. Cairns. Thank you. So, whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 7, new rebid. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Anna, seconded by Councillor Hart, to vote in favour of the new rebid renewal for period 2026 to 2031, subject to the review and update of the bid levy operating agreement, the implementation of the recommendations included in the audit report 2025, a quarterly report and an annual presentation by Newry Bid to ERT Committee on the delivery against the bid strategic priorities as set out in the proposals for 2026 to 2031. Item 8, International Relations Friendly Agreement. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Hart, seconded by Councillor Cairns, to acknowledge the invitation for an outward visit to China from the Chinese Consulate General in Belfast, facilitated by the NI Bureau in China, and to bring further details of proposed dates, itinerary and cost to the March ERT Committee. So item 9 is for noting. It's the quarterly museums report. Are there any comments or questions? No. Could I get a proposer and a seconder to note item 9? All right, folks, that's it. Thanks very much. Yeah, Valerie.